right now to talk a little bit of football and so much more. Brian, it's Dave, Katie, and Nate. So much to talk. So nice to talk to one of the guys who is our phenomenal lead, and we appreciate that. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm great. I was just listening to Katie drop some knowledge on y'all.
Hey, and you know what, Brian? I'm doing it all the way from Philadelphia, so sorry I was unaware that you were ready to go. I'm super excited that you're on with us, though.
What are you doing here on the East Coast freezing your arse off?
You know what? I'm in Philly for the Kings and the
Sixers.
76ers game tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You. Actually, it's supposed to get to be in the 60s today, so you brought a little heat.
Well, you're welcome, East Coast.
Brian, you're a hardworking man. You're putting up with Gio all day long, and you guys are laughing and having fun. And by the way, I appreciate you guys for helping turn us on to it was the UC Davis coach. I know you guys were messing with that. And then yesterday, because we always steal from your show because we're listening to it on the way in, you guys were talking about the Sacramento State, former Sac State 2 sports star that will now be ruined by Lindsey Vonn. So I've never had the chance to thank you for giving us a bit of material.
Yeah, man. How about that? That woman, whew, I don't know if I want any of that. There ain't been too many I turned down, but damn, she put it on you.
Brian, I want to talk in football real quick. I actually want to start out and ask you a college football question because I know you know quite a bit about both. Does Washington wins their game. Let's say Washington, they're done, they win. Does Washington still have something to worry about with a Michigan or Wisconsin behind them, especially Wisconsin going against Penn State and having another win?
Yes, they do, unfortunately, for Washington, because they're a damn good football team. I know USC dominated them, and USC is one of the hottest teams in the land right now, along with Penn State and Colorado. But Washington, unfortunately, I think they're going to have to win in a dominating fashion, and they are a good football team, better than good football team, have had an excellent season. But this committee told us that style points didn't matter, but that's a bunch of bulldookie. It does matter. And everyone's been poo-pooing the Pac-12 all season long because you didn't have an SC or an Oregon or Stanford that was atop the standings. But Washington, they're back, and they're perennial, and they were always one of the best teams when I was growing up. And unfortunately, they've taken a step back over the last 6, 7, 8 years, but they're back now. And I think they should just win, and they should be in. But I think all the conference champions should be in. That's why we need to expand this playoff system.
Yeah, and that's just to follow up. I mean, what ideally is your postseason scenario? Is it simply more teams? Do you get rid of computer rankings altogether? I mean, what's the ideal?
I get rid of this damn eye test. We don't need an eye test. There's a reason we keep score. There's a reason you have a record to look at. And the committee has told us their criteria is based on conference champions, head-to-head, and they may even take into consideration injuries, depending on the significance of those injuries. So I would like all the conference champions. You got Power 5 conferences, right? 5 of them. Have the conference champions and then have some at-large teams. So let's move this puppy to 8 teams, have 3 at-larges to go along with the Power 5 conference champions.
You know, Brian, I got to ask you, and transitioning into NFL now, we were talking about the Raiders a little bit earlier, but there's 2 teams that have really surprised me, especially given the circumstances this year. The Cowboys, I'm still jaw-dropped about what's going on there, especially given the fact that Tony Romo was injured and Dak Prescott has come in and played so well. Then the Raiders, we knew they were kind of on the right track and getting better. Are they the 2 big surprise teams and maybe the future kind of dominant teams in the NFL going forward?
Well, as a lifelong Cowboys fan, growing up as a kid out in West Texas, you had to be. My grandma wouldn't give you any more grits. Listen, I'm more surprised with the Cowboys and Dak Prescott, a rookie, and of course Ezekiel Elliott is a rookie coming in and playing in the manner in which they have. They have not, at least not yet, hit that rookie wall, and Dak shows so much composure, and so does Ezekiel Elliott. I enjoyed watching both of them during their college careers at Mississippi State and Ohio State, respectively. But the Raiders, I'm not surprised, guys. When Jack Del Rio got the gig, Jack Del Rio was my last position coach in the NFL. I know what he's about, and I know what type of person he is. He's a great teacher. He played the game. He's a coach's player's coach, and he's going to be hard, but he's going to be fair. So I felt like with Jack taking over, they'd be in good hands. And Ken Norton Jr., the defensive coordinator, while they give up all these big plays on the defensive side of the ball, Kenny and I were teammates at UCLA before before I transferred to the University of Texas. I know what he's about. He's a winner. There's a reason he has all those Super Bowl rings, because the guy works hard and he's fair as well, but he's going to drive you. So they had two guys that you desperately needed in the mix to right the ship for the Raiders. So not as surprised with the Raiders as I am with the Dallas Cowboys.
Brian Jones joins us, Gio and Jones. You can hear them each and every morning just before us right here on Sports 1140 KHDK and CBS Radio. I want to ask you a question. We were batting around yesterday, Brian. 18-3. 18-3 is what the Chiefs are in their last 21 regular season games. And here they are. They've beaten the Raiders in Oakland. They're sitting right there, one game behind them in the AFC West. But why is it so hard to believe in these guys as a true title contender?
Because they never do anything in the damn playoffs. It's great during the regular season, but when you get in the second season, what do? Nothing. I mean, it was at the big lead versus the Colts a couple years ago, and they allowed the Colts to get back in there and ultimately win the ball game. It's about winning in the postseason. Great. You got a stellar record regular season, but what have you done when you get into that money season? That's going to be the key, and that's when people take notice, and that's when they remember your name.
And let me follow up on that real quick, because I agree with you, because they don't ever do garbage, or they are garbage in the playoffs. So let me expand on that then, Brian. Why? Why are they 18-3 in the regular season, and they've played some good teams over the last 21? What is the difference between that regular season Chiefs team and that playoff Chiefs team?
I mean, I think they go up against better teams. You know, their defense, if they can continue to hunt like they did the other night, and I know my boy Derek Johnson has that Achilles problem. He's not 100%, but Justin Houston, no one could block him. But Denver's had trouble blocking all season long up front. So if you're a pass rusher, you lick your chops when you're going up against that offensive line. But they need to continue to bring that consistency on the defensive side of the ball. This Tyreek Hill kid, he was an astounding, outstanding player, I should say, when he was at Oklahoma State prior to being kicked off the team. And now I think they figured out how to utilize him. He's got speed to burn. That dude's fast all over this world. So maybe now they can get some better wide receiver play. That's been the Achilles heel. That's why they went out and got a Jeremy Maclin a couple years ago from the Eagles. They need the stellar play there and that consistent running game, and then maybe they can go further in the playoffs.
You know, I got to ask you about the Giants, because especially how the season kind of began and how they were through the first few weeks, I did not expect them to be sitting at 8-3 right now, second in that division behind the Cowboys. What is it that clicked for this team and set them on the right path?
Well, the defense, they went out, everyone talks about the amount of money they spent on that side of the ball, and it's been money well spent. Snack Harrison is just eating up offensive linemen, literally. He's a big individual. And defensively, look at Landon Collins, the way he's playing now, the second-year pro out of Alabama, maybe his third year there, but he's really picked up. I've just been told it's his second year, thank you. And he's really picked up his play at Janoris Jenkins. If he'd shut up and quit talking noise about the Cleveland after the game's already over, he's playing well. So they spent a lot of money. Olivier Vernon as well. And those guys are playing some good football for them. They had trouble at the linebacker position a year ago. It looks like they cleaned that up. Keenan Robinson, another Longhorn, hook of horns, doing his thing for them. And you know, offensively, you look at all the firepower they have over there at the wide receiver position with Beckham and Sterling Shepard coming in and playing as a young rookie. As well as he has, and you get Cruz back. So they've got a lot of toys for Eli Manning, and they're utilizing them.
Hey, I want to ask you, you brought up Texas. Do you think Charlie Strong got a rough deal there?
Yeah, I think he did, guys. And Katie, I think essentially he had 2 years to turn that thing around. The first year he had to come and strip it to his bare bones. Didn't have a quarterback the first 2 years. Now it's 2 years he's had stellar recruiting classes, top 10 recruiting classes, and now he's shown the door. But it's a results business. You know, they never ask that doctor how many he or she lost, but they do ask these coaches. And so it's about having that big number on the left instead of on the right. And I think he'll rebound. But I don't think he got a fair shake, but that's the nature of the beast. And Tom Herman has some Texas ties. He's the hottest thing out there in coaching right now, and I think he'll have a better situation and inherit a more robust roster than Charlie Strong did.
Here's my question. You know, we had a blast with you for these last 10 minutes, and we, like I said, we love listening to you and Gio every morning as we drive into work. So Are you guys gonna have Katie on your show at some point or something? There's got to be a back and forth, Brian.
All right, cool. I'll let my producer know that we're gonna get Miss Katie on the show because we need a female touch, man. I'm tired of these dudes.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, Nate kind of feels that female touch as well.
Shut your mouth.
Yes.
Hey, say hi to everybody back there. We appreciate you again. You can hear Brian. You can hear Gio and Jones every single morning, Monday through Friday. From what time do you guys actually? I only know that you guys get done at 9 a.m. or at 6 a.m. our time. You guys go on at what, 3 o'clock?
6 a.m. 6 tonight.
Good for you. All right. Well, we'll hear you tomorrow morning. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Take care.
Take care.
Doing the math in my head.
It's the same shift.
Right, because I'm like, wow, 3 a.m., that's early. Not for them.
Wow.
It's the same shift we do, you stupid idiot, Dave. There's 3 hours of difference. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll take a break. Greg Papa is on Pacific Time. He will join us next. We will talk about the Oakland Raiders. And I'm even going to mention to him, let's just see if I can do a Greg Papa prediction. I'm going to mention to him about the poll with Derek Carr and being the MVP, and I'll bet you he does not care at all. I'll bet you I'm gonna bring
not even a little bit.
You know, I don't pay attention. I'll bet you Papa's such a pro. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about individual accolades. Let's go out and win another ball game. He's a gamer.
I'll take that bet.
He'll join us next.
I think he indulges the conversation.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll see. I think he deflects and he mentions that he doesn't put stock in it or something to that effect. We'll do that next on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.